I want a balcony, but I'd probably still call it some kind of a porch or maybe a sunroof. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, a sunroof would be on top of the house.
All right. Well, say if you were, say to get from the front yard up to the porch, you walk up to what?
Steps or what stairs.
Okay. What if you were inside and want to get from the first floor to the second? You go up the...
You go up the stairs.
Okay. Is there steps inside?
I generally say stairs.
Okay. And if I walked in the door and left it wide open, you didn't want to stay that way, you tell me to do what?
You gotta close the goddamn door, Eskimo.
Anything else you might say?
Shut the door.
Okay. Is there any difference between shut and close to you?
Nah, same thing.
What about on some frame houses, boards on the outside that overlap each other? Like so, what do you call that?
I call it siding, or weatherboards.
What would you say you do when you get in your car, you downtown?
Drive downtown.
Okay, yesterday you...
Drove.
You have.
Driven.
Right. But the top part of your house, the part that covers... The top, you call that?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. What about the things on the side that carry off rainwater?
Gutters.
Mm-hmm. Are those usually built in or suspended?
Let's see. Some houses have them built in, some have them suspended.
You still call them gutters regardless?
Yeah, I call them all gutters.
Say a house that's got different slopes to the roof. What about a place where those two different slopes meet? What would you call that?
An eave.
I saw you a place, maybe on a farm, a little building out back where a farmer might keep, I don't know, tools or stove wood, something like that. What would you call that?
A tool shed or a smokehouse. Now, smokehouse has several different uses. You had two parts to the smokehouse generally, or at least my relatives did. You had the one side which was used for curing meats, or storing perishables, and then you had the other side which was for storing tools, and it was all a smokehouse.
Okay. What about something like these things you see in modern houses that might have some kind of building made out of metal or aluminum or whatever out back for keeping garden equipment or lawnmower, all that business? What would you call that?
Just a tool building. Mm-hmm. We can call it a shed since it was metal or prefab.
Yeah.
Call it some kind of
I was bothering me the other day. I don't have a name for that really. Well, you wouldn't call it a utility building, would you?
Yeah, now I might do that. I might call it a utility building. Utility. That's what they call it in the advertisements, I believe. Yeah.
What about outdoor bathroom facilities? What would you call that structure?
Outhouse or the John. Of course, the John can refer to inside or outside. Mm-hmm. Privy. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I think I mentioned this before, but both my grandmothers still have outside toilets. And they just call it the bathroom or the toilet.
Are any of those terms you mentioned joking terms, or are all pretty neutral?
I think they're all pretty neutral. Call it the shit house or the half moon house. One of my grandmothers actually has a half moon painting on hers. So those stories or pictures aren't all false.
Have you ever heard of anybody referring to a really well-built woman, say something like, well, she's built like
a brick shit house.
Yeah.
Or a shit brick house or something like that.